We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Had a friend move here from California. And look, California has its issues, but if you've been there, they're into the environment big time. Obsessive to a degree. And they're really into keeping the roads clean. I'm not suggesting they don't have trash, because they do. But it's not like here. It's actually fascinating. If you go on a trip to California and you come to Western Pennsylvania, and you drive the highways, look left or right in the hills. It's disgusting, man. I was pointing it out to my kids yesterday, the disgusting amount of trash. It's everywhere. I don't get it. I can't wrap my arms around it. And it gets worse. And then add to it the morons, and I mean that in the nicest way, that are too cheap to take their used tires or their refuse from a job site, small contractors, and dump it over the side of a hill. They don't care. I was in some Pittsburgh neighborhoods yesterday that looked dangerous. There's so much trash. Disgusting. Health issues, safety issues, trash in parks, tires, cans, garbage. The fast food bags, man. It's disgusting. I have said this. And I have several emails from folks who moved here from out of town and were shocked by the amount of trash along the roads. It's disgusting. It's the whole thing regarding guns as I transition into trash. My deal with guns is so many people are not personally responsible for their families, for their jobs, for their property. So I would never trust them with a gun because they can't manage their life as it is. I can't imagine what it'll be like without trash. And folks, don't take personal responsibility for their trash. And you can't call them out now because they'll shoot you because they just got a gun this weekend. Seriously. I saw a bunch of folks volunteering over the weekend picking up trash. I saw groups of folks rappelling over the hillsides in Mount Washington picking up trash. So morons, pigs, go to Mount Washington and drink and dump trash on the hillside of Mount Washington. Take no responsibility. Disgusting, man. Have you ever called someone out for trash? And I'm telling you, it's all about personal responsibility with guns. So 50 in 1,000 get training. 950 don't. Can't trust them with a gun. Can't trust them to clean up their house or their yard. Go through a wealthy neighborhood. Go through a high-end neighborhood. I challenge you to find some trash. I'm serious. Go through a poor neighborhood. Trash is everywhere. I'm serious. Why is that? Why is that? Explain that to me. Is it about income? About education? Background? Parents? I don't know. I'm serious about this. Go through Upper St. Clair, find some trash. Seriously. Yesterday I was in Brighton Heights. It was disgusting. It was disgusting there was so much trash. There was a shooting there last night, too. A guy shot and killed on his doorway. Is there a correlation? My brother Steve, I've seen this. Marty, people love to keep their cars clean, so they throw the trash in the streets. Disgusting. He's right. But I guarantee, and Steve's a big guy, and he's a courageous guy. But I wouldn't call anybody out for throwing trash in their car in the street. Hell no. They'll shoot you with that gun they got over the weekend. Sure. Lynn Atman knows this. She's a litter bug. How are you, Lynn?
Good, Marty. Thank you.
You get as irritated about
weekend this weekend.
You get as irritated about this as I do. Do you not?
I do. I do get irritated about it. It's just like it's heart wrenching what you look around and you see, and it just really we just need to do something about it because I feel like the more that you look at that litter, see it, and not do anything about it, it becomes your environment, and then you're numb to it.
Exactly.
You don't even
exactly.
think bad about it
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly. If the whole neighborhood's trash, you just throw more trash on the trash, right?
Exactly. I was talking to a friend this morning. She was walking out in Warrendale at one of the parks, and she said that somebody dumped a washer and a dryer down the bank of the park.
What?
Yep. But she was going to go clean it up, and to her happiness, somebody beat her to it. Somebody got the washer and dryer and cleaned it up. So that was good. But who would do that?
This is Lynn Atman. She's a McCandless resident. You organize folks all the time to pick up trash, do you not?
I do. So we have a council president. Her name's Kim Zachary. About 4 years ago, I was talking to her, and I just told her how I despise litter. She listened. She despises it as well. Got a environmental advisory committee together, and Dave Meinert and Kathy Martins and I, we worked together on this committee to bring the community together, and we had our litter pickup. It's our sixth litter pickup this past Saturday. We had over 100 volunteers. We picked up over 200 bags of garbage.
Where?
All in McCandless. That's just McCandless. So in those six litter pickup dates, we have over 1,000 bags of garbage, if you can believe that.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? No, Lynn, what is it? What the hell's going on? Really?
I don't know. I think there's a couple things.
That's amazing.
I think one is maybe people at restaurants and stuff like that. Some of the restaurants' dumpsters, the enclosures don't close, and sometimes things, you know, escape from those on windy days. I think that's one of the things. I think people just throw things out. Like you said, they don't want it in their car anymore, and they just get rid of it. I think there's, like, trucks and cars with unsecured loads that things fly out. Garbage trucks are another one. I've gone through our neighborhood after they've picked up our garbage, and I've gone around to my neighbors' houses and picked up, like, a lot of recyclables in their driveways, on our streets. It's just ongoing.
It's
There's
disgusting.
So many different things.
Hang in there, Lynn. Hang in there. I've got to have you through the break. Michelle Dunn just sent me an amazing picture. Michelle is someone who gives a damn about litter. It's bizarre that people don't care. She sent me this picture. Ma'am. She's the program coordinator for Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful. She sent me this picture of a sign that says no dumping allowed. And in front of the sign, I'm not exaggerating, there are 30 bags of trash. It's disgusting, man. I can't get it. It's fascinating. In my world, this is a sign of societal deterioration, a breakdown in the family. I am serious. Why? Well, if you don't care about trash, just throwing it out the window, you don't care about family, right? Sure. If you don't care about family, you don't care about community, right? You don't care about teachers. You don't care about school. In my world, the massive amounts of trash indicate that our culture, our community, is falling apart. Lynn Marie Atman joining me. She's from a McCandless. She gives a damn. Wants to do anything she can to help clean up the nastiness. Lynn, thanks for calling back. Do you agree with me that this? I believe it's a cultural breakdown. I really do. Lynn, are you there? She's not there. I lost her. I'll send her a note. Tom and McKees Rocks, good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
What's
so,
up?
When you were talking about trash, it really got me riled up because this is something that I've been harping on. I'm a pastor in the bottoms of McKees Rocks.
Oh,
I've been
nice.
There for 20,
nice.
21 years.
Nice.
And we've been working very hard to grow our parish. We bring people in from all over Pittsburgh. We put in probably $500,000 into our building and property to beautify it. But, Marty, to get to our church, you have to go to across the McKees Rocks Bridge on the Helen Street exit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It is appalling the amount of trash that sits there for years. I've had our men go and try to clean the trash off at great danger to their own safety. I've complained to the borough. I've complained to PennDOT. Nobody cares.
Why?
And we have people, I don't know, because it seems like such a simple thing, because if you want to attract people to come into the area,
sorry.
First thing you need to do is beautify it and make it look nice. And all of the grant money in the world isn't going to change anything if you can't pick up the trash. And they have a lot of trucks that come in and out, and that's fine for business. But if the truckers are dumping, you know, bottles of Coke or whatever out their window before they get on the bridge, it's appalling. And, you know, you would think it would be cleaned up, I don't know, once a week, once
right.
a month. That stuff's been sitting there for years. And there are wonderful people in McKees Rocks
sure.
that care about
sure.
that community. I don't want to name any names, but they actually go, again, at their own safety and clean up this stuff when, you know, honestly, I would think the borough should be doing that.
Hold on, though. Pastor, do you think it's a breakdown in our culture? I do. I really do.
Oh, of course it is. You know, it, just the personal responsibility
That's right.
To keep your area
That's
clean,
right.
to be proud of it, to, you know, as a community member, to take responsibility
right.
for your own stuff.
That's right.
But, you know, sometimes it looks like the Wild West where just people just don't care and they throw stuff everywhere.
Hey, Pastor, I need you to do me a favor. Send me your personal yeah. information at getmarty@kdkradio.com. GetMarty@KDKRadio.com. Will you do that?
Absolutely.
All right, my man. Love the call. There's a guy that cares. Lynn cares. Lynn, you have been
yes.
kind of really focused on this sort of cleanup. You mentioned something
yes.
before the break. Somebody actually dumped a washer and dryer in a park.
Yes.
What the hell?
Yes. I don't know. I guess they didn't want to pay the disposal people to pick it up, so they
God.
Just dump it. That happens sometimes.
Lynn, is it a cultural breakdown, as I suggest?
I think it is.
Yeah.
And, Marty, I want to ask you something. Do
yeah.
you remember, we're about the same age.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were growing up, all those ads on TV, the owl, give a hoot, don't pollute,
yeah, yeah.
the Native American with
yes.
the tear,
yes.
and he was looking at the litter. We don't have any of that advertisement anymore. When we started this whole thing about 4 years ago, we went to Representative Terthai's office,
yeah.
and that's where we started. And PennDOT came to the meetings, and our litter group went, and our council president went. That's where it started. And we've been, like, really trying to get government involved. We've reached out to our state representative.
What would you
Rob
want
McCurry.
Them to do? Hold on. What would you want them to do? Bigger fines? More money for cleanup? What?
I think both. but probably more money for cleanup because PennDOT is strapped with all other kinds of things. Yeah. I've talked to our state Senator Lindsey Williams. She's also been a big help, as well as Rob McCurry. And we have the most challenging terrain in Western Pennsylvania. So a lot of our money goes to flooding, erosion products, and there's very little time and money left over.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, take them out of it because they take so long to do anything. We have to teach our kids. Honestly.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Exactly. We got to.
Lynn,
that's where we
got to
start
with the young ones. Lynn, you're the best. I will be in contact. We got to start something, all right?
I appreciate, Marty, everything. Can I just say one quick thing?
Of course.
There's a lot of groups out there that, you know, you won't know. I know that there's a gal out in Penn Hills, Faith Malazzo.
Uh-huh.
She has an anti-litter group in Penn Hills.
Nice.
She has been 2-time winner of the most team spirit for Garbage Olympics in Pittsburgh.
Whoa.
I think that if we could get all these communities involved in all this stuff like that and get the ball rolling, we can do it. We can teach our kids.
Garbage Olympics?
Yeah, they picked up the most garbage.
Oh, that is very cool. Lynn, get me her info. Let's talk after the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.